The government is coming out with one of its most closely watched economic reports tomorrow. The monthly unemployment report is a snapshot of the job market and an indicator of how well or how poorly the economy is recovering from the deepest recession in decades. To find out what we can expect, we turned to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here on Morning Edition. And let's begin with the predictions. Is unemployment going to go up or down?
Well, when the numbers come out on Friday, we expect good news, but kind of not good enough. The betting among forecasters is that private employers added somewhere between 175,000 and 250,000 jobs in April. That's including the temporary hiring for the 2010 census. That's a little better than March. Might be enough hiring to bring the unemployment rate down a little bit, but it remains very high, 9.7% at last count. And that means there are 15 million Americans who aren't working and looking for jobs, and even more who've given up looking.
Who has been hardest hit by this really terrible job market?
Well, Renee, the unemployment rate is highest among young people and among minorities, as is often the case. But what I find the most arresting fact is this. One out of every five men, 25 to 54 years old, isn't working. One out of five. They're either looking for work or giving up looking for work or collecting disability or collecting pensions or just getting by on the kindness of their families. I mean, that's a remarkably high fraction. It's not all because of the recession. There's been a steady decline in the share of these prime-age men who've been working for decades, but it plunged during the recession as industries that tended to employ men, construction in particular, manufacturing, were hit particularly hard.
Well, what about women then?
Well, the share of women who work rose in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s and into the 90s. Fewer women still work than men, and the share of prime-age women with jobs fell, too, during the recession. But women actually got hit less hard. It turns out that they tended to be in industries where there were fewer layoffs, like healthcare. And also, over the last several years, more and more women have been getting college educations, and that turns out to be one of the things that makes workers desirable to employers, even in a downturn like the one we've had.
Well, looking ahead then for men and the sort of change in their situation, when the recession is truly over and the unemployment rate drops to something one hopes resembling the level before the recession, say 5 or 6%, will the jobs return for the men?
That's the troubling part of this story. I find it quite alarming. Larry Summers, the president's economic advisor, said at a conference the other day that he anticipates when we get back to something like a normal economy, instead of having one in five prime-age men being on the sidelines, he expects it'll be one in six. That's better, for sure, but not very comfortable. The recession seems to have accelerated a pre-existing condition in the economy. There are fewer good-paying jobs for men without education. And the well-paying jobs in the middle that sustain the middle class, construction, factory jobs, probably aren't coming back soon. Now, faster economic growth will help. It's essential. But it's just not enough to bring down this really troubling amount of unemployment among these men who we used to consider the breadwinners of American families.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.